Monday, May the 4th. Bank holiday in UK. New moon. Auntie Susan rang to say that Grace Poole has had her parole cancelled because she set fire to the embroidery workshop and destroyed a gross of toothbrush holders. Their loss is my gain. Tuesday, May the 5th. Saw our postman on the way to school. He said that my mother is coming to visit me on Saturday. I've a good mind to report him to the Postmaster General for reading a person's private postcard. My father had also read my postcard by the time I got home from school. He looked pleased and started cleaning rubbish out of the lounge. Then he rang Doreen Slater and said he would have to take a rain check on Saturday's flick. Grown-ups are always telling adolescents to speak clearly, then they go and talk a lot of gibberish themselves. Doreen Slater shouted down the phone. My father shouted back that he didn't want a long-term relationship. He had made that clear from the start, and that nobody could replace his Pauline. Doreen Slater went shrieking on and on until my father slammed the phone down. The phone kept ringing until my father took the phone off the hook. He went mad doing housework until 2 a.m. this morning, and it's only Tuesday. What will he be like on Saturday morning? The poor fool is convinced that my mother is coming back for good. Wednesday, May the 6th. I am proud to report that I have been made a school dinner monitor. My duties are to stand at the side of the pig bin and make sure that my fellow pupils scrape their plates properly. Thursday, May the 7th. Bert Baxter rang the school to ask me to call round urgently. Mr. Scruton told me off. He said the school telephone was not for the convenience of the pupils. Get stuffed, Scruton, you pop-eyed git. Bert was in a terrible state. He had lost his false teeth. He has had them since 1946. They have got sentimental value for him because they used to belong to his father. I looked everywhere for them but couldn't find them. I went to the shops and bought him a tin of soup and a butterscotch instant whip. It was all he could manage at the moment. I have promised to go round tomorrow and look again. Sabre was happy for once. He was chewing something in his kennel. My father is still cleaning the house up. Even Nigel commented on how clean the kitchen floor looked. I wish my father wouldn't wear the apron, though. He looks like a poofter in it. Friday, May the 8th. Found Bert's teeth in Sabre's kennel. Bert rinsed them under the tap and put them back in his mouth. This is the most revolting thing I have ever seen. My father has got bunches of flowers to welcome my mother home. They are all over the house, stinking the place out. Mr. Lucas's house has been sold at last. I saw the estate agent's minion putting the board up. I hope the new people are respectable. I am reading The Mill on the Floss by a bloke called George Eliot. Saturday, May the 9th. I was woken up at 8:30 by a loud banging on the front door. It was an electricity board official. I was amazed to hear that he had come to turn off our electricity. My father owes £95.79. I told the official that we needed electricity for life's essentials, like the television and stereo, but he said that people like us are sapping the country's strength. He went to the meter cupboard, did something with tools, and the second hand on the kitchen clock stopped. It was dead symbolic. My father came in from fetching the Daily Express. He was whistling and looking dead cheerful. He even asked the official if he would like a cup of tea. The official said, "No, thank you," and hurried up the path and got into his little blue van. My father switched the electric kettle on. I was forced to tell him. Naturally, I got the blame. My father said I should have refused entry. I told him that he should have put all the bill money away each week like Grandma does, but he just went berserk. My mother turned up with Lucas. It was just like old times with everybody shouting at once. I took the dog to the shops and bought 5 boxes of candles. Mr. Lucas lent me the money. When I got back, I stood in the hall and heard my mother say, "No wonder you can't pay the bills, George. Just look at all these flowers. They must have cost a fortune." She said it very kindly. Mr. Lucas said he would lend my father a ton, but my father was very dignified and said, "All I want from you, Lucas, is my wife." My mother complimented my father on how nicely he was keeping the house. My father just looked sad and old. I felt dead sorry for him. I was sent outside while they talked about who was getting custody of me. The arguing went on for ages. In fact, until it was time to light the candles. Lucas spilt candle wax over his new suede shoes. It was the only cheerful incident in a tragic day. When my mother and Lucas had gone off in a taxi, I went to bed with the dog. I heard my father talking to Doreen Slater on the phone. Then the front door slammed, and I looked out of my window to see him driving off in the car. The back seat was full of flowers. Sunday, May the 10th. Third after Easter. Mother's Day, USA and Canada. Moon's first quarter. Didn't get up until 4:30 this afternoon. I think I'm suffering from depression. Nothing happened at all today, apart from a hailstorm around 6 o'clock. Monday, May the 11th. Bert Baxter offered to lend us a paraffin heater. Our gas central heating won't work without electricity. I thanked him, but refused his kind offer. I have read that they are easily knocked over, and our dog would no doubt cause a towering inferno. If it gets out that our electricity has been cut off, I will cut my throat. The shame would be too much to bear.